Your money matters. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, on Mondays we do try to help you protect your portfolio a little bit better. We try to help you be a good steward of what you have and hopeful that it will be something that is able to not only help protect you, but your loved ones and your legacy long term. And it's with that in mind that as the markets came to a close last week, if you were in the metals, you did pretty well. In fact, closed up, and it looks like metals are doing well again today. The stock markets are up as well, at least in the holdings that I'm looking at right now. And David Fisher is back to take a look at all of this with us. David, what is the major financial news going on this week?
Well, we got earnings seasons are kicking into gear this week. It's the busiest week of earnings seasons. In fact, Kevin, about a third of the S&P 500 companies are going to report earnings over the next five sessions. Companies like Tesla, Alphabet, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Caterpillar, Ford are the big ones. Corporations have been putting up some nice numbers thus far. About a quarter of the S&P 500 companies have already published Q1 results, and 84% are reporting positive share earnings. We're expecting some good earnings, although there could be some surprises. Especially Tesla, that might be not a good earning report company. And if that happens, we could see it affect the rest of the tech industry.
Well, you know what's interesting is that, and I'm, you know, being around Salem Communications, I've been thinking about this in recent weeks. All the companies did the same thing last year. Everybody had to make adjustments. So budgets that they had going into 2020. Probably were missed. They probably had adjusted expectations at some point during the year. And if this earnings cycle is just, you know, whatever that slight percentage above that is for the next time, it would make sense from a logical perspective that companies are going to be, you know, they could probably look like they're doing pretty good this year, even if they don't do like record gangbuster numbers, because everybody's expectations with COVID kind of went down the drain.
Yeah, there's an element of that. On Tuesday last week, J.P. Morgan, Marco Klavenic, he's a global strategist. He talked about earnings. He also talked about rates. And here's the throwing this into the mix, Kevin, that he said higher rates, check this out, higher rates, or rather higher yields, which is, of course, the same, is a bullish thing for the market. A shift in going backwards. I mean, when rates were lower 18 months ago to the last 6 months, Wall Street were saying that lower rates were good for the market, and that's why the market was booming, except for COVID. Now, to summarize, higher rates or higher yields are both bullish and bearish. Apparently, J.P. Morgan can't choose which side of the fence they want to be on. They're not the only ones. Morgan Stanley said on Friday they talked about investors buying the S&P 500 at growth peak, which is what they're saying we're in right now. They're saying the relative short-term returns are weak, and 12-month returns are about 3% to the upside. So they're calling for the market to be at growth peak right now. So the earnings report, it might be as good as it gets for the economy in the short term, and we might be having some sideways at best till the end of the year, looking at the past returns when we don't, or looking at past rates increase when we have that and yields going up. It's not good for the market, and especially tax hikes coming with Biden gets his proposal through. That's not good for the market either.
Yeah. So those are some of the things that you think are going to derail what limited success we're having right now. The tax hikes. What else?
Well, it could be investors, just their sentiment changing. It doesn't take much for this euphoric environment. And it is euphoric. It's we're not moving off fundamentals. Currently, markets are driven by emotion, not logic. I mean, if you look at any yardstick, and I could, we've listed those in the past, but over the 20 years looking back, 91% of stock returns are determined by fundamentals, and the fundamentals right now are just well beyond normal valuations for the market. So this could get derailed by investor sentiment finally waking up. It could be derailed by inflation, Biden's tax proposal. The Fed is talking this week, Kevin, and you know the Bank of Canada, they just tapered last week. They're instead of buying $4 billion on a monthly scale, they're buying $3 billion, and their loony dollar collapsed aggressively until they came out and said, no, everything's okay, but yes, we are tapering. So the Bank of Canada owns 40% of its currency. The Fed owns 18% of the dollar. If the Fed comes out this week, and I don't think they're going to do it this week, but many analysts are saying it's going to be the third quarter, possibly the fourth quarter, but they're going to have to start tapering. And when that happens, we will see a correction in the market, and some saying it will be a deep, long-term correction because that's what's driven this upside bull market.
So if that's all in place then, and you know, gold and silver had a good week last week, how are they responding to the current environment, and what do you think happens if that, what you just described, gets invoked?
Well, since March 29th, gold is up $100. Silver is up 9.3% by spot. And the physical market, there's a market that I was, we were texting each other and never really got the chance to talk about it. But I found an undervalued physical silver market. It's risen in the same time while spot has gone up 9.3%, it's gone up 27.7%. So the physical market is not also always indicative of the spot index. And there's a lot of people who are driving money towards this physical market in gold and silver. I've been doing this a long time, 27 years, and there is a squeeze going on in some markets, and I think they're going to get more so because people are waking up. There's going to be a problem with inflation and with taxes being raised.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I remember you telling me about that specific line of silver that was having that increase. And friends, maybe you're looking for those, things that can protect your portfolio. Do what I do. Call David's firm, talk to their best people, talk to David himself, and say, how can I best protect my portfolio? Because I don't want to be caught unawares when these tax hikes go into place. And I certainly don't want to be caught unawares when the Fed decides to do what it wants to do and monkey around with interest rates a little bit later this year. Call today. Not only get the white paper, but get caught up on all that can be done through a financial blueprint. They will walk you through your portfolio, help you look and see where you're vulnerable, where you're protected, and then help you make decisions to get to the point where you are best positioned to withstand what looks like it's going to be kind of an up and down, rocky kind of the rest of the year. Here's the phone number to do that, 844-604-2575. And if you ask about the financial blueprint and you say that you heard it on Kevin McCullough, David Fisher will personally walk you through your blueprint request personally. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. David Fisher, thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend.
Kevin McCullough, once again, call him today, 844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough, my final thought, coming right back.